And we also had lots of discussions within the committee about what did black activism actually mean, whether we were relevant as the anti-apartheid movement to anti-racist struggles in Britain, and whether we should be relevant to those struggles in Britain. There were lots of different opinions. Some members of the committee who'd come wholly from an anti-racist background felt that the anti-apartheid movement should be wholly involved, in fact affiliated to, for example, the Anti-Racist Alliance or something like that, which existed in those days. There were others that felt that what we were focusing on was what's happening in the region, Southern Africa, and we should get distracted from that. And there were those of us like me, somewhere in the middle, who thought, well, actually, we can't ignore what's happening in this country, and there is a reason why we can't, because actually there is a link. And it's no bad thing not to ignore it, because you bring in more people as a result anyway. So it's good for both types of campaigning, you know, whether it's the anti-racist campaigning or the solidarity campaigning, the anti-apartheid campaigning. So we had those discussions. We did face criticism. The anti-apartheid movement was facing criticism from some anti-racist organisations about it being, you know, led by white people and everything. So this was an attempt to try and to respond to those criticisms, but also to try and open up a little bit more. And it was a debate. I don't think I always agreed with what the centre did, the anti-apartheid movement did. I think there were criticisms around that, which around the involvement of black people in the anti-apartheid struggle and whether it was relevant to them, that we did make lots and lots of efforts to try and do something about in the Black Solidarity Committee, only partially successful, I suspect.